This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, thank you for staying tuned. I'm Shaoning and this is The Morning Run with Lin Mark. It has just gone past 7:20 in the morning, Monday, the 4th of January. And in about half an hour, we'll be speaking to Chan Soon Singh, CEO of Teach for Malaysia, on the reopening of schools amidst a pandemic. But in the meantime, let's talk about unlicensed investment advisors. Because last week, the Securities Commission issued a new guidance note in order to help clarify what constitutes legal and licensed investment advice.
Capital market regulator also cautioned investors against dealing with unlicensed investment advisors to avoid being defrauded or used as part of a market manipulation scheme. So some industry experts have welcomed the guidance note, citing the need to raise awareness amongst the public as well as those currently involved in giving unlicensed investment advice. Speaking to the Star, Minority Shareholders Watch Group CEO Devonison Evanson called this note timely, considering that the boom in investment and personal finance activity on the internet that we're seeing.
Yes, so for more on this, we speak to another industry player, Lynette Lee, who is the CEO of Financial Planning Association of Malaysia, otherwise known as FPAM. Now, Lynette, from FPAM's perspective, why is this such a pressing issue that requires the SE to come up with this new guidance note?
Well, the increasing number of queries and concerns and complaints received by SE in regards to the various social media, chat rooms and messaging applications that provide stock recommendations and or investment advice to members of the public, and sometimes subscription fees are charged to gain access to these recommendations and or advice, is what induced SE to come up with this guidance note to provide clarity to the industry as well as members of the public on the conduct which the SE would consider as falling under the regulated activity of providing investment advice. And this comes under the Capital Market and Services Act 2007. On a page one of the guidance note, it stated that any person carrying on a business of giving investment advice without a license commits an offence under the CMSA, which is punishable with a fine of cheap 10 million. Or imprisonment not exceeding 10 years or both, if found guilty.
So what are you hoping that this will change or address?
Well, what we would want to see is that people who do that would either, they would get them, stop doing what they're doing if they're not licensed, or if they still want to continue to get themselves licensed and when they are giving advice, or if not, then they may need to change the way they work. Instead of giving advice, then they may explain how to invest, you know, what to look out for, but do not give specific recommendations which will make people buy or sell or hold a particular stock or derivative.
But Lynette, what does this mean for financial courses, training or education?
All right. Generally, conducting trainings or seminars or even stock trading would not likely to require license from SE unless its material includes content or if any of the trainers or speakers make a statement that makes recommendation or induces the attendees to buy a specific stock or derivative. SE is more likely to consider that person as giving investment advice, and if the activity is conducted in a very structured manner and it is conducted regularly, or where any of the following is in place, they have to pay for advice arrangements, they are offering a fee-based subscription to a channel or group, including social media, which offers investment advice, or there's expectation of benefits or gratification directly or indirectly from the provision of the investment advice. So under these circumstances, then SE will consider that person as giving investment advice.
So what should people be watching out for when someone looks like they're recommending stocks?
Well, the most important thing one should find out is whether the person who is making that kind of recommendation or veering towards that, are they properly licensed? The second thing is to check if the discussion on the specific stocks on blogs, forums, or other social media involves the provision of recommendation or opinion which may induce either you or the audience to buy, sell, or hold a specific stock.
So when it comes to financial products, whether it's insurance, unit trust, or stocks, there are various professions and licenses that we need to pay attention to as consumers. So can you help us elaborate? How big is this industry?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, because for the longest of time, I've been trying to explain to public as well as our members who are the financial professionals in the market and who regulates them. So I'm just going to do the key ones and explain who are the regulators. For insurance, the regulator is actually Bank Negara Malaysia. And who do they regulate? They will regulate the insurance and takaful agents. And there are about 80,000 of them out there. Or there are also financial advisor representatives who can recommend a broader range of insurance advice. And there are about 800 of them out there currently. For the unit trust and PRS, it comes under the purview of Federation of Investment Managers Malaysia, or FIMM for short. And this is under the purview of SC as well. And who do they regulate? They regulate unit trust consultants as well as PRS consultants. And there are about 50,000 consultants out there. As well as for stocks and shares, that comes under the purview of Bursa Malaysia, and there are about over 6,000 dealer reps that can recommend and trade shares on behalf of clients. In the financial planning space, this comes under Securities Commission, and they regulate licensed financial planners. There are about 1,000 licensed financial planners out there currently. Last but not least is investment advice, for which the guidance notes have been issued. This also comes under Securities Commission, and there are about 301 investment advisors in Malaysia currently. So that's how big the market is, and these are the different people that you want to work with. Of course, there are also the bank wealth managers. This one comes under Bank Negara, and is also regulated by Bank Negara.
Thank you for your time. That was Lynette Lee, CEO of Financial Planning Association of Malaysia. I think her last point is that, yes, the industry is rather big. And if you're a retailer, it can be somewhat confusing because there are many different, players in this industry. So we have the likes of people just selling unit trust, those who are involved in stocks and shares, then those that are licensed financial planners, and of course those that give out investment advice. And there's a bit of overlap here, a bit of confusion, because some are regulated by Bursa while others are regulated by the Securities Commission. But the main thing is, as a retailer or as any individual, I think the main thing is to ask yourself, if I'm taking investment advice from this person, is he or she licensed in the first place, and what product or service are they actually trying to sell me?
Absolutely. And I think with the fact that loan moratoriums were put in place during this MCO, the OPR came down to record lows, you did see a lot of people suddenly flooding into the market, right? And at the same time, I remember being at places where I would see seminars going on, and you wonder who's conducting these. It's good to ask questions.
Yes, always ask if you're not sure. But up next, we will be speaking to Arushi Kotecha, research analyst at the EIU, on the outlook for the global automotive sector that's happening after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.